From the PEN Studios, this is the Imperfect Moms Club with your hosts, Lisa and Brittany.
On this week's episode of Imperfect, we're talking tech. Hear about great technology for kids that's both fun and educational. Here are your hosts, Lisa and Brittany.
For all of our listeners, if you know, most of your mommies, if you hear any little crying in the background.
Oh yeah, my infant's having a moment right now.
She is having a day. She's having a day. But we're going to talk about technology and kids and electronics and all that stuff. And I feel like people are like either hit or miss. Like either they're like, yeah, cool, technology. And other people like are kind of like in the conspiracy camps and like, no, it's awful. It's horrible. Don't ever let your kids have the internet. And I'm like, there's like a happy medium, you know?
Yeah, I don't know, like there's a lot of cool stuff. And you know, I mean, we'll get to all that, but so first we're going to talk about you can't talk about technology without talking about screen time. So we're going to talk about screen time, and then after the break we'll talk about technology like toys, things like that, and then we'll finish off the episode by giving you guys a list of our I was about to say favorite, but honestly I've never heard about these toys until today, but I found a bunch of tech toys online that are super cool, and so I'm going to share those, and Brittany has some apps that are cool, so do that. So, let's talk about screen time first. I guess to start us off, I think screen time is fine. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what you think, Brittany, but yeah, I'll let you say your stuff and then I'm going to get on a little soapbox.
Yeah. We each have like our own little soapbox today. Technology. Yeah. So technology, like you can't get away from it. You just can't. And honestly, it's like sugar. It's everywhere and it's in everything. Okay. And so from my perspective is you have to treat it like sugar. Okay. So your body needs sugar to work properly, but too much of it is bad. Right. And you're going to get like diabetes or something. So we live in a world now where you operate your daily life with some kind of technology, like every day. So like everything from banking online, you know, trying to look up something on your GPS to get to the new hair salon or whatever. Yeah. Even doctor's offices, sharing files back and forth, digitally, communicating, you know, social media, It's everywhere. And you're really hard pressed to find a career in life where you wouldn't use some sort of technology some way. Like even my grandpa, who is a farmer, uses technology and he's like almost 90 or something.
Yeah, my grandpa too, he's like 86 and he's got an iPhone and like an iMac and stuff.
Yeah, I know, he always has like the coolest tech and I'm like, do you know how to use this? Even my grandpa, so he has like this tractor that like drives itself. He like sits there and he like programs it and he just sits down and it like goes up and down
the road. God, that's amazing.
I'm like, what? That's so cool. So even that, you know, so, and I read a book recently and a third of the jobs that our kids are going to be doing when they're adults, a third of those jobs have not even been invented yet because they're going to be using technology that's not even here yet.
Right.
And technology is moving so fast. Our kids are going to have to know how to use it. They need to have the skills to keep up with it, you know? Mm-hmm. So all that to say, you need to let your kids have opportunities to interact with technology and learn how to push the buttons on the screen and operate different electronic tools. Mm-hmm. And honestly, you just treat it like anything else. Like we want our kids to learn to read. They need to learn how to write, cooperate with others. Like those social skills are huge. Math, your basic life skills, technology is one of those. And you just got to throw it in there, you know, and they need to learn it. They need to know it. That's my soapbox.
So I agree with you. So my soapbox is a little bit different. So I know, Brittany, I know you're not like this, which is why we're friends. But so this is for those moms. You're going to know who you are. So for those moms who shame other moms for the screen time that they let their kids have. So I think that the fact that you're shaming another mom is more detrimental to your child's development than the screen time that you may or may not let them have. Like, do I need to say it louder for the people in the back? Like, yeah. So seriously, like, you're showing your kid that like shaming other people is okay. And it's not. So, let's just shut up about like, you know, what you think, how much screen time you think everybody's kids should have. Like, shut up, Karen or Diane or whatever name. Like, yeah. I mean, I don't know. And it's, I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of educational stuff out there. Like, I'll give you like my three favorite things for Lily to watch are Super Simple Songs on YouTube.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah. Songs are great. Like, she's learned how to count. She's learned her ABCs, like all this stuff. She just sings the songs and they're catchy and she learns as she's singing. And then, I like Daniel Tiger a lot. Like, I guess Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, but it's, you know, Daniel Tiger. Cause it's like emotional education. Like, she learns about feelings, which is super important. And, you know, I don't know. I feel like it fills some gaps. Like, if, you know, if there's times where you as a mom don't have time to teach something, or you don't know how to teach something, like it fills in those gaps. So, I mean, I don't know. I think screen time is fine. Like, you know, I mean, of course moms are going to everyone has their own opinion about it, right? But I don't think that we should be shaming each other. I mean, for anything like that, that applies to everything. But I mean, for purposes of this episode, screen time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Leave the kids alone.
I recently had to take Molly to the grocery store, and it was like a big trip. We were going to be there for like over an hour, which is a big trip we had to do. And I had her tablet with me, and I tried to go as long as I could with her just in the car, not playing on her tablet, partly because I just wanted to see how long I could make it.
Yeah.
And then the other half with me was like, I was actually like scared of getting nasty looks from old people, you know, because sometimes, you know, you see kids with a tablet, and if you don't have a kid, it's super easy to judge and be like, oh, like they're just like stuck on the screen or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, you don't know what kind of day I've had. I don't know. Yeah. And so about an hour in, I was like, okay, she was getting so squirmy. And I was like, all right, we're just going to pull out the tablet and she can play it. And then when we get in the car, we'll turn it off and I'll turn on a story or something. Yeah. And no one gave me nasty looks, or maybe it was just because I kept my head down. But I desperately needed her to just sit in the cart so I could finish my thing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, like, and I mean, you can set a time limit. Like, it's not like, you know, if you give your kid a tablet, like they're going to be on it all day. Like, you can, you know, you're the parent, so you can tell them when it's time to turn up. I don't know. I think like what you were saying, like it's good in moderation, but like, so I mean, there are days when we're just having a day and we just need, you know, our kids to be quiet.
Yeah.
And to go be, you know, mommy just needs a break, whatever, and screen time is fine. I'm very like, just let people be and let people do, and like, you know, like let's all just sing, like hold hands and sing Kumbaya and like love each other, like support each other, you know, like I mean, you know, a lot of women are like, yeah, let's be supportive, but then like in the background they'll be like, did you see what Susan did, you know? So it's just, I mean, but I'm very like, no, like we're all just doing the best we can with what we got, and you know, and I mean, so just to kind of end this segment on like, I don't know, like I'm okay. I'm dealing with some mental stuff right now, but just like this kind of, there's so many worse things that you could do to your kid than like letting them watch TV a little bit. You know what I mean? And like, I'm going through some stuff right now. And so it's making me like even more like, there are so many different ways that you as a parent can like mess up your kid. You know, like a little bit of screen time is nothing in comparison to like some of the things that like you can like do. Like what I was saying before, like, you know, you're teaching, if you teach your kid that it's okay to shame people, they're going to grow up shaming people, and that's not okay. So, you know, like, I don't know. Yeah. So anyway, so we're going to take a quick break and then we'll be back to talk about tech toys.
Okay, so those are our thoughts on technology, and you can agree or disagree, whatever. It's okay for everyone to have their own opinion. Comment your thoughts. I would love to hear your thoughts. I'm totally open for having an open conversation, you know?
And don't shame people.
If someone comments something down below that you don't agree with, it's okay to disagree. Let's start teaching our kids how to disagree. Everyone can be nice to each other. Everyone can have their own opinion. If we were all the same, the world would be boring. So
exactly. Yeah. Embrace our differences.
The Imperfect Moms Club is brought to you by...
Look at that, huh?
So they just magically showed up. I mean, literally, I just opened the door and they were there.
I ordered them, honey.
Oh!
We are very happy with our new Casper.
The comfort is like a Lucius cloud, one of the softer clouds. But it's also a firm cloud, like a Aratio cloud. Always want to be a weatherman.
Guess who I am?
It's the most exciting thing that's happened in our bedroom in a long time. Long time, right?
This episode is brought to you by Sally Hansen. Introducing new It Takes Two, your favorite Sally Hansen Miracle Gel. Now available in one convenient pack. Two simple steps, color and top coat, for an up to 8-day mani. Our newest innovation from the Sally Hansen Miracle Gel that you love. So you can create a perfect manicure anywhere. Find Sally Hansen at your local retailer.
This is the Imperfect Moms Club on PEN. Get in touch with the show through the PEN listener hotline at 833-PODS-NET. That's 833-763-7638. And now, back to the Imperfect Moms Club on the Podcast Entertainment Network.
So let's go back to the 90s. Let's go back to, well, at least for me, my favorite tech toys when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I was a 90s kid. Okay.
Me too.
So I loved tape recorders. I loved it. I never made my own like mixtape, but I would make my own read aloud stories. You know how like,
oh, cool. That's so cool.
You could like buy the little book and be like a paperback and it came with a tape and you'd have to put it in. Yeah. And then it would like ding or something when it was time to turn the page. Mm-hmm. So I would find like a toy that made noise, like a choo-choo train or a little bell or something. And I would read the book, or I couldn't read yet, but I would just like make it up, and then I would like ring the bell, or I'd like hit the little choo-choo train and that would signal to turn the page. I thought that was so cool. So I loved that. I always wanted a Tamagotchi. I never had one. I had friends who had one.
I had one and it was great. I loved my Tamagotchi, but then I lost it and I was really sad, but it was good while I had it.
I like Mike never had one either, and I kind of want to get him one for Christmas, and I don't know if that would be like funny and be like, oh cool, I finally got one, or if he'd be like, why did you buy me this? Like, these guys are really hard to shop for. I remember one of my friends had one, and she was sitting in her desk and she's like, oh, it died. And I was like, oh no. Like, I thought like it was like gone forever, and I didn't realize you could just hit the button in the back to like reset it.
Oh yeah.
So I never had one, always wanted one, but I did have Neopets. Did you have a Neopet?
So I didn't have a Neopet, but I played the online Neopets games on the website all day, every day.
Yeah, I was on that website way more than I probably should have been. Like, I had a little blue penguin guy and his name was Bubbles, and I thought he was so cool. And I tried to, and I like, that's where I learned how to do like HTML, because you could like customize your profile page and all that stuff.
Cool.
I thought that was so fun.
Now I'm remembering MySpace.
Yeah. Like when you would like look through the websites and you're like, okay, I want this background. I want my little space bar to look like this and like all this stuff. Yeah. That was quite the era. The last thing I had an original Game Boy, like I had a little original Game Boy. It was red.
Nice.
And I had two games for it. I had a Super Mario game, and I could never get past level 3, no matter how hard I tried. And I had a Space Jam game.
Nice.
And I saved it forever, because I'm like, this is going to be worth something. This is the first Game Boy. And I saved it, and I had it in a bottom drawer. I can remember it clearly. It was in this bottom drawer. And then one day, I went to get it and it was gone
because
my mom gave it to Goodwill and I am so mad. I'm like, Mom!
So I had a Game Boy too, but I had the Pikachu one. So it was like yellow and it had like a little Pikachu. I didn't even play Pokemon. I collected the cards. And my mom and I, this is unrelated to technology, I guess, but my mom and I would spend hours putting the cards in order.
Like they had like special cards that were like metallic.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So that reminds me. So I was young and stupid and I had a Charizard card, right? Like a shiny Charizard, like the really, really good one that you definitely want to keep forever, right? And I had that. And then this friend of ours, like we had family friends and we're over there and he had a bunch of like really shiny ones that were like, they looked like the Japanese ones. And I was like, oh, and he was like, I'll trade you four of these for your Charizard. And so I thought it was like the best deal. Mm-hmm. And I was like, give me that poop right now. And then, and then I found out that they were stickers.
No.
He played me like a fiddle. And I tell everyone that story and they all make fun of me. But you know what? I was really little. Okay. I was little and I was really sad. Especially like as I got older and I started to like learn even more like how dumb I was. I was like, man, Lisa, why you gotta be so gullible?
Oh no. Anyway, don't you hate that? Like you had something in your hands and you let it slip and you're just like, ah.
Yeah. And then like I couldn't find one again, obviously, because they were like rare. So I was like, ah, but yeah, no. Yeah, I kept buying the packs and I was like, I'm going to find another one. And then, of course, I never did. Yeah, it was very sad.
If this guy is listening right now, we want you to send that card back.
Seriously, like send it to me. Like, I don't know how you're going to find me because I'm not about to give my address over. but I want my Charizard back, damn it.
She will go to the grave remembering that.
I will. On my gravestone, it'll be like, P.S. Give me my Charizard back, you filthy human. Anyway.
What a stinker.
Yeah, seriously. But I actually wanted to, so I want to talk about like, I guess tech toys. So when I was little, like I was more into computer games. So I really liked the learning computer games. So there's two that I remember that I really, really liked. So there was one, you're a fish. Okay, so we were a fish. And you had like an adventure. I've always been into like RPG adventure games.
Yes.
So you went on this adventure under the sea with like your fish and you have like fish friends. And then you have to like solve puzzles as you go.
I think I remember this.
Yeah, it teaches you math and it teaches you like other things. But it's like a really fun computer game. And so like you're learning as you're playing, which is another like, that's why I love tech toys because like, yeah, okay, it's technology, like whatever. But like, there's so much that you can learn, you know, like you're playing with this toy, but there's so much, like if it's like a tech toy, there's like so much involved. And so you're learning so many things with just the one toy. And I mean, not even like learning stuff, but like we bought for Lily, it's going to be from Santa. Cause we're doing like the Santa gets one gift for every kid thing. So like, she knows that it's like a group activity, like buying toys, you know, so like mommy and daddy, but also Santa. So this one's from Santa, but they have like, I don't know if you've heard of Little Live Pets.
They're like little animatronics and like,
yeah, like little animals. Like little, and, yeah. So we're getting her the pig one.
So it's like a little getting pig. The pig one too.
So it's like it's a cute little pit and she like every time I'm watching a kid's show or video, like that ad will come up and every single time she's like, now I want to watch piggies, like every time. So like usually, so my Lily is very I've learned her ways, right? Because anyway, she's taller and I'm a mom, but so every time I'm watching a YouTube video and then an ad comes on, she says uh-oh. But every time that pig one comes on, she goes, I want to watch piggies every time. So like she's in love with pigs, obviously. So yeah, so we're going to buy it for her and I'm really excited because it like it interacts with her. And then like if she puts her face up to it, like it'll like give her a kiss and stuff. Aww. And like make noises, and then it like walks and stuff, and so like, yeah, really excited. So like tech, it isn't necessarily like a screen or like a game or whatever. Like sometimes it's just like, it's cool because it can walk and it can talk to you and stuff like that. So there's also, I feel like when we talk about tech, sometimes we forget that like, it's not always about computer stuff. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just like, oh, hey, this thing talks to me and that's cool.
Yeah. Ah, I can't remember who made it, but it was a little plastic owl and you had to like love on it and feed it and you'd stick it in its nest. And when it was charged or like happy, it's okay, this is gonna sound gruesome, but just stick with me. Okay, its head would pop up and then blades would come out and it would fly like a helicopter.
Oh.
And it was like a little terrifying because it would just go and it would fly and you're like, where's it going, where's it gonna go, because you can't control it, it just goes. But it was really, really lightweight, and if you like touched it, it wouldn't hurt at all. But it still took me a few tries to get used to it. And Clara just loved on that thing. Even after it stopped flying, she would still play with it because it'd make noise and it would like coo. And oh, she loved that.
Aw. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I think tech toys are pretty cool. And yeah, they're pretty dope. So that brings me into our next segment. So after the break, I will talk about five or maybe 3 to 5 toys that I found online that are super awesome, and I'm like super excited to share them. So be right back.
I can't wait.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Imagine a world where potty training is fun, fast, and easy. Only pull-ups have Disney graphics that fade when wet to teach big kids to stay dry, so they're motivated to keep the music going.
I'm a big kid now.
This episode is brought to you by Vistaprint. You know when you give someone a gift that's so thoughtful they couldn't possibly part with it? This season, celebrate your favorite people by giving them something only they could get. At Vistaprint, capture that epic girls' weekend in a calendar for your besties, or send everyone a gorgeous holiday card with your family making not-so-gorgeous faces. Make something just for them at vistaprint.com/podcast and make it un-regiftable.
Enjoying this show? Be sure to check out all the shows across the Podcast Entertainment Network, where there's a show for every interest. Visit www.podcastentertainment.com to browse through the full collection of shows. And now, back to the Imperfect Moms Club on the Podcast Entertainment Network.
All right. Well, welcome back from the break. And now let me pull up my list of fun toys that I found. So
this is called TikTok Made Me Buy It.
Oh my God. Thanks for reminding me. I almost forgot. So I might like... actually, like, I'll send you the video of it after we're done recording. But so I impulse bought this. Okay. It's called Sunny the Cactus.
I'm going to look this up right now.
Okay. Do it.
You keep talking.
I saw the video on TikTok and I was like, shop now, cart, buy, purchase. Okay. So it's like this, it's a little like crochet cactus, right? In like a little pot. And it like records you when you talk to it, and it like says it back in like a funny voice. So like the video, like you see this kid.
It is so cute.
Yeah.
So I
impulse bought the crap out of that. Like I was like, Lily needs that today. But like so it's just a little cactus, and it'll like dance, and then like if you say something to it, like, hey, it'll go, hey, like back to you and dance. And Lily's going to have it. I'm so excited. And it's like, it'll be good for Lily and Holly. And they're just, anyway, I impulse bought that off TikTok, and I'm not ashamed because it's cool.
Yeah. And then you can just like put it up with the rest of your house plants, and it like fits the decor.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, who doesn't like a good cactus? And it's cute. It's like got a cute like smiley face. I'm really excited. I hope it works. Like, I hope I didn't just like make the video like look really cool, but then I get it and then it like immediately breaks, and then like I would cry. Like I'd probably cry. But anyway, all right. So let's get on my list. Okay. So I don't remember now what website I got this off of, but I mean, I kind of picked and choose ones, so I don't think it matters, but I have the company names. So the first one that I want to talk about that I found is called the Orboot Augmented Reality Interactive Globe.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it is a globe that teaches kids about countries around the world. So like they can click on a country and it'll like tell them stuff about that country. And there's like 400 highlights and over 1,000 facts about various countries and cultures. And the best part is it's easy to unpack and assemble.
Yes. Oh, yes, please.
Yeah. Like, and I mean, let's make mom's jobs easier, right? So like it's easy to set up, easy to unpack, and it's easy for kids to just start playing with it. But yeah, it's like super cool because it's like a globe that they can like touch and like actually, you know, like it's a tangible thing and they can mm-hmm. click on the country they want and then it'll tell them all about that country. Bam, learning time.
I love that because normally when there's a globe, you always like, don't touch that. Don't touch it. And they want to like spin it, you know? And
yeah.
Like people like freak out, but this, it's like, no, this, you get to play with this. You get to mess with this. You get to interact with it. That is so yeah. fun. I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was super cool. Okay. So the next one that they found, it's in like a, so the company's called Anki Cosmo. I don't know how to pronounce that. A-N-K-I-C-O-Z-M-O. Anyway, so it's an educational toy robot. So it has built-in artificial intelligence, so it can like express emotions. And in some cases, it even remembers the child's name and recognizes them. So to like see them and be like, Lily.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. And so it comes with free software that's compatible with Android and iOS. And it comes with interactive STEM-based games. So like, you know, STEM is super smart games for kids. it also teaches, there's like a part of the free software is kids can learn like beginning coding too, which is neat. And so I actually told Paul about that because he's a software engineer. So I was like, hey, like Lily can learn coding. Mm-hmm. So she could be like daddy. But a really cool thing too is that this robot has adventure mode. So like the kid can on the app, like while the robot's like going around the house, can like watch what the robot's seeing.
Oh, it has like a camera.
Yeah.
Oh, that is fun.
Yeah. So anyway, I thought it was really cool. I've never heard of this, but like I want to buy all of these things. I just want to
know. Like hook it up with a hand so it can carry a mug from the kitchen.
Oh my god!
Bedroom, be like Lily, go get me a coffee, and then
yeah. Like, now you're using your noodle. Now you're thinking.
Yes, please.
So number three. So this is called the 3 Doodler Create Plus 3D Printing Pen Set.
Oh, how fun! So
Okay, so you can like doodle with it and then print your doodles.
That's so fun.
What? I was like
write her name or like make a circle or
yeah.
anything.
Or just, yeah. Or like what, just, I don't know, but I saw this and I thought of you and I was like, Brittany. but it comes with 15 free colors, a stencil book and refills. It's certified safe material, guys. Okay. So don't worry. It's easy to use with supervision. You just plug it in, heat it up and use it. And like, this is definitely something that I would buy for me, like just to have for me to like make, cause how cool is that? Like you can just like scribble and then you got a scribble, which mm-hmm. is cool. The same company actually has, another kit that's like the same thing, but this one has like bug molds so you can like make Ooh. Like critters and stuff, and it'll yeah. it comes with like little motors so you can like motorize your little bugs, so that's for like so older cute. kids, but yeah, but I thought that was really cool.
That is so cool.
Yeah, pretty legitimate. Okay, so number four is, it's called Spin Master Peekaroo. So it's like a peekaroo, I guess it's like a cross between a kangaroo and a panda like plush toy, but it's like an animatronic kind of thing. So it's a mommy and a baby, but the baby panda kangaroo is in the mommy's like pouch. And so yeah. as you play with the mom, the baby like comes out.
Oh, that's so cute.
And like, so yeah, so I thought that was really neat. And they can play games and sing songs, and there's lots of different movements and sounds. There's no volume control, which is the downside, but I thought it was really cool. So like, if your kid really likes stuffed animals more, like, then, you know, they can, the stuffed animal will talk to them and stuff. And I don't know. And it's still pretty soft. Like, it's, I mean, it's plush, but it also has the tech in there. So you can also like hug it and stuff. It's not going to like cause your child pain or anything. But all of these toys that I just talked about are available on Amazon. Just saying, all of them. So.
And Christmas is right around the corner. So. Yeah. Yeah. Before you even know it. Like, I've already gotten most of my kids their stuff, but then like, I've got to think, like, you know, what do we get grandma? What do we get our uncle? What do we get someone? Oh, yeah. Like, I don't know. I'm just finding all these fun toys right now.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. So I'm going to go into, like, some apps. Let's see. Are most of these free? There's, like, one. Yeah. Well, there's, like, two. Yeah. Okay. So there's, like, two free ones and, like, two that you pay for, but they're totally worth it. Okay. So the first one is a website. And I think I've talked about it before, but it's so good. So you got to go to, let me look up the website because I typed it in wrong last time. Okay, so it's scratch.mit.edu.
Oh, yeah, I remember you talking about this.
Yeah, it's, okay, so it's free, totally open-ended. Kids, it's a programming website for kids. It's a little bit challenging for Clara right now. Clara is 6 and a half, but only because it's a completely new program for her and she's still learning how to read, but she really loves it. Yeah. And so I took a little snippet from the website so they can explain themselves a little better than I can. So with Scratch, you can program your own interactive stories, games, animations. You can share your creations with others on the online community.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. I love it. And Scratch helps young people learn to think creatively, reason systematically, work collaboratively, which I'm like all for.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives kids some essential skills that they're going to need. The future, which is these little programming blocks. So if you move the little blocks around, the little character does different things.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And you can like I said, make an animation. You can like draw your own character and put that character in the movie, or you can pick ones that are available.
Nice.
You can see things other people have made. It's just fun and it's free. So there's that. This one you have to, there's like a free version, but if you want more, you pay for it. And I honestly think it's worth it. So this is an app called Endless Alphabet. I took a snippet from them too because they just said it really well. So set the stage for reading success with this delightfully interactive educational app. Kids will have a blast learning their ABCs, building vocabulary with the adorable little monsters in Endless Alphabet. Mm-hmm. Each word features an interactive puzzle with talking letters.
Ooh.
And short animation illustrating the definition. So they'll have words like, I don't know. Smelly. I don't know. I'm just coming up with something. Smelly. So then it'll say the word smelly and it has it spelled out. And then all the letters kind of like go in random spots, but there's still a shadow of the letter. So you know where they go. And then as you pick up each letter and move it to the right place, it'll make its sound. So you'll pick up the S and it goes until you put it in the end. It'll go, and then at the end, it'll give you a little sentence and like the little characters come on the screen and they say, Susan, the skunk was really smelly, and there'll be a skunk on the screen. And then everyone like runs away because she smells bad.
That's so cute.
It's absolutely adorable. And they have other variations like endless numbers, endless reading. And like, you can get a free version and you can play like the first, I don't know, 7 letters or 7 numbers or whatever. And if you want more, you buy the app, but
it's cool.
It's so good. And every kid I've ever had use this app loves it. They all love it.
That's so cool, man. I love games for kids. Like, I love it. Like, seriously, if I found that game with the fish, like, I'd play it like today. Like, I'm 31. Like, I don't care.
I think they had another, the same company, I think they made another one called like Mr. Fox or something. And he was like a detective. And yeah, you had to go through the scenes and figure out the puzzle. And then the story would keep going.
Yeah. And so there were a lot of games like that. There was another one where like you start off in like a classroom or something. And then you have to like find your way out of the classroom. And then like, there's like a bridge or I don't know. And so you have to like make a bridge or whatever. So sorry. I'm like, I keep forgetting. I'm like, what am I doing? Okay.
Yeah, so for those who are just listening, we're just now figuring out how to put videos on. So we have this really cool background, but we're trying really hard not to block the Podcast Entertainment Network logo. And it's really hard.
The Imperfect Mom Club goes video and they don't know what they're doing.
Also, my shoulder keeps disappearing. I can't do it on command, but
it's us, you know, we're quirky and we're fun and I don't know. So if people don't like it, well, too bad.
Just deal with it.
Yeah.
All right. Next app. It's totally free. It's the Stop Motion Studio. And if you don't get this app, I'm sure there's other ones available. So, you know, like stop animation, Wallace and Gromit is like stop animation.
Oh yeah. I loved Wallace and Gromit.
Took them like 3 years to make because they had to like move the character, like not even a millimeter.
And they Like I definitely wish that I could do that, but I also like don't ever want to do that.
It would take
like I don't have the patience.
And then like your kid would like come by and like knock everything over and you're like, ah.
Oh yeah, no. And then I would like I would rage quit. I would just rage quit. Yeah.
That'd be 3 years of work. You're like, no. So this is what it is. It's a stop motion like program. So you have to put it on your phone. You get a small tripod. They're like so cheap. You can get them on Amazon. You can probably get them at Walmart or just like prop your phone up on a book or something. You'll have to show your kid how to do it the first time, but then after that, like they'll pretty much get it. So you set it up and then they like get their little Lego people or their little Barbies. And then they just like put the scene and they like, it's so user-friendly. You just hit the button, takes a picture.
I think I've actually seen an ad for this before. Now yeah, it's like ding in my head.
And then like, they can like move the little Barbie or whatever. And you just click it and it just keeps taking pictures. And
at
the
end,
it puts it all on a video.
Oh my God. That's awesome.
And how fun is that? Your kid can like,
that's so fun. God, I love things for kids. I just like, I can't get over, like, I'm like, man, like, I'm so glad I'm a mom. Like now I can like relive my, you know, my kid years with better technology.
So fun. Yeah. So there's that. And I think it'd be cute, like if they made a little, they could make like a little Christmas greeting and you could send it off to all the family and it can be like, Merry Christmas from Timmy or something like that. It's cute. Okay. Then the last one you have to pay for, but it is so worth it. I bought this app like 4 years ago and I still use it like to this day. So it's Peppa Pig, the Golden Boots. And I'm pretty sure I paid like $3 for it. Again, that was like 4 years ago. So it's a Peppa Pig game. And it has saved me on more than one occasion. So it works offline, which is the biggest winner for me.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Cause if you have like a screaming kid in the back of the car, you're like, here, just take this. And you know, it's
just,
gonna work.
Just take it. Yeah.
Just take it. Just take it. Or like they're being really squirmy in the grocery store. It'll work whether or not you have a Wi-Fi connection. So it has like 6 different games on it. And there's like a dress up game. You can dress up Peppa Pig. There's like a hide and seek one where it like has this picture and you have to like find the boots and find the duck and whatever. And they can click on it. And I love it because it's so nice for the kids. Like if they mess up, it doesn't say loser or anything. Like that's like try again. And it's great. My favorite one is when you help Peppa Pig make treats for the ducks. So she's like in the kitchen and you're helping her like mix the ingredients and like chop up the little duck. Oh, it's so cute. And then you have to like throw it to the ducks.
Aww.
It's awesome.
Nice.
And like I said, I have had it for like 4 years and I'm going to keep it forever because it has just, it's saved my butt more than once.
Nice. Awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. I'll say it again, but I love, you know, and I should have mentioned this in the first segment and I didn't, but so I'm very like, I love tablets, but like learning tablets. So I, you know, so for Christmas, we're getting Lily this, it's like a VTech or Leapfrog like tablet. And so, we didn't want to buy her just like a kid's iPad or something because I didn't want it to just be like watching YouTube all day or like whatever on it. Like I want it to have like a built-in, this is what we use to like learn stuff and like learning games and stuff like that, you know? Cause she's only 2.5. So like, I didn't want her to have like an iPad that she can like get on the internet and like do, you know. So like I really love, I love Leapfrog, and VTech has some really cool stuff too. It's just, you know, it's like, and they're portable, so you can take them in the car, and they've got a bunch of games. Like it's awesome. So we're getting one of those for Lily. It's like a little laptop, and it's got, there's different buttons for different kinds of games. Like she wants to do like spelling or numbers or like ABC or whatever. And then I don't know. And it's got the little screen, but like the screen has like the little pixelated characters on it and stuff. I don't know. So, as far as tech goes, like, I mean, I like tech for kids, but I like when it's like for learning.
Right. Yeah. You know. Yeah.
Yeah.
If they're interacting with it in some way, you know, it's like, your brains are working a
little yeah bit. Yeah, like she's learning something, she's not just like eyes glazed over watching. I mean that's fine too, like don't get me right. Like, don't get me wrong, but like she's 2.5, so like I you know I figured like, well, I'm not gonna get her something that I know she's just gonna like be a zombie or whatever on it. Mm-hmm. You know, because Lily she's 2, so she like doesn't listen. So if I tell her like, hey, like, stop doing that, she's like, you know, she's like, I don't want, you know. You know, so I have to like, I want her to like have fun, but then like also like mom approved fun right now.
Yes.
It's mom approved.
Yeah. So my girls have a Amazon Fire tablet. Mm-hmm. I love it. And I didn't realize, but it has like a camera. And so the kids can make their own videos. Mm-hmm. So my girls will come downstairs and put on dress up clothes and they'll like, story. But so I was in the living room. No, I was in the kitchen doing dishes, and I was singing my heart out. I was singing Taylor Swift. Now, I love to sing it, but most people don't love to hear me sing it because I can't really. It's just not that great. Okay, I'm more of like I've been in choirs, but I'm more of like a supporting voice than like the main voice.
Me too. Yeah, that's me too.
Yeah, and so I was singing, doing my thing, and then I stopped and I turned off the water and I was putting things away, and I heard my voice and I'm like, what is that? And Clara had been recording me, and I was like, oh, please delete that video.
Oh my God. This
very moment.
Oh.
I wasn't ready to hear myself. I was like, oh, she's been recording this whole time.
Lily just now, I'll take like I'll take selfie videos of stuff because she says really cute stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. But now she's like, she'll ask me, she's like, I want to take a video and like, I want to take a picture and stuff. And so I don't know. I just, you know, because I like you said, like, I love taking pictures and videos and remembering stuff. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, there's like a ton of just Lily selfie videos on my phone of her just like, I mean, saying essentially nothing, you know, but like, it's so cute.
Yes. Oh yeah. And I love it when Facebook brings back memories, or my phone will even do that sometimes. It'll say, hey, you took this picture 2 years ago. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
So like technology is amazing, you know? And like, we need to embrace it. I mean, and you know, when you think about it, Paul brought up a really good point a long time ago that like, you know, it's technology now, but like back in the day it was newspapers, right? Like, mm-hmm. People had their head in newspapers and weren't paying attention because they were in their newspaper and stuff. And so it doesn't matter how high tech it gets. Like it's the same thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So like, it used to be newspapers, now it's iPhones, but like, it's the same, you know, you have the same issue, people not paying attention to what's happening because they're into their whatever, you know? So it's not about the technology.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So like, technology sometimes gets a bad rap, but it can be awesome. So I hope that you guys enjoyed listening to us talk about the cooler side of technology.
Yeah. So technology and kids, it's a really big topic, right? And there's no way that we can cover everything.
Yeah.
So I think we covered a lot.
Yeah.
But we'd absolutely love to hear what you think. So please reach out to the show, or if you're watching us on YouTube, leave us a little comment. Again, it's okay to disagree. You know, we're gonna be adults here. You know, it's okay if someone has a different opinion than yours. Just be open to having a conversation and let us know what you think. Cause honestly, I'd love to hear what other people think about it. You know, different family situations, different cultures, different seasons of life. I don't know. It can mean a different thing.
Yeah. And I love hearing people's opinions. So yeah, like I just love, everybody thinks something different. So mm-hmm. Yeah. So just let us know and we'll reach back out to you.
Want to get in touch with the show? Email us at imperfect@podcastentertainment.com. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Imperfect Moms Club.